Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. The Philippine government rejecting a U.S. State Department report showing extrajudicial killings remain a serious problem in the country. The Foreign Affairs Department says it does not reflect the situation on the ground, including the accomplishments of the Marcos administration on upholding human rights. The U.S. government report said there were no significant changes in the human rights situation in the Philippines last year. It adds extrajudicial killings are still being carried out by security forces. The Presidential Communications Office warns the public against a circulating audio deepfake of President Marcos. The manipulated video featured a supposed audio of Marcos instructing the military to act against a foreign country. But the PCO says such directive does not exist, adding the agency is actively working on measures to combat misinformation and disinformation. Philippine statesman and human rights defender Rene Sagisag has died. He was 84. The former senator was among the leading opposition figures during the martial law era and was among those imprisoned at the start of the military regime. Sagisag served as presidential spokesman under the Corazon Aquino administration. He served in the upper chamber from 1987 to 1992. And tributes pouring in for Sagisag. Human rights lawyer and former House lawmaker Erin Tañada remembers how Sagisag committed his life to protecting human rights. Tañada described him as a family man and a nationalist who led the fight against the dictatorship of the late President Ferdinand Marcos Sr. Senate President Juan Miguel Zubiri said Sagisag will leave an indelible mark as a true statesman. Former Senate President Franklin Drilon called Sagisag a model public servant. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.